We are live from Brighton's Best Bakehouse, and please now welcome to the show Jacob Howard and Eliza Howlett from Brighton Robins Football Club. Welcome, Jacob. I mean, let's talk with you. Your involvement with the Brighton Robins, what is that?
I'm the senior coach.
Yeah, okay.
Excuse me. For this year, and just promoting the footy club, building on and off the field.
Yeah, and how is the footy club going for 2021? How are we looking?
Well, last year was their first year back after a little bit of hiatus, yeah. Jacob. Your dad came in and coached last year, yep. And you've built it up again this year to get a pretty solid side on the field.
Yeah, so we're 2 years into our rebuild, I guess, in a sense. So not having a senior side 2 years ago was obviously really hard for the footy club, and a lot of people have worked really hard behind the scenes to get us back up and running. We're a very young group. And what we're producing on the field at the moment is where we think that we should be. And we're just hoping to improve, and the effort's always there. So, yeah, we're just wanting to learn.
One thing that 2019 did for you in your hiatus was the introduction of the women's team. And Eliza, the side won the premiership in 2019, and then last year played again. This year, how are you looking in the women's side?
Yeah, they're looking pretty good. John Broomfield and the team have worked really hard this pre-season. They start their first game next week, so they're really excited about that. And they've got a fair few new players this year, a few new girls that haven't played before, so it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, it's great, Nath. The SFLW is a great competition. You know I'm passionate about this.
Oh, you
stuff.
Absolutely are. Chewy. I mean, I tell you what, you would have gone professional if you weren't injured later on.
I'm a professional idiot. But Eliza, the club have got some new club rooms down there as well, but they're a little bit away from being completed. Where are you getting changed and stuff? There's no club rooms down there at the minute.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pain at the moment, but we're getting through it. So we've got a little shipping container that the boys get changed in. but that's all right. It's a little bit cold for them, but that's tough.
Jacob, I'll go back to you. Now, I mean, talking about putting together a senior footy side once again, what goes into building a side to making them ready for game day?
I think the one thing we need from our players is that buy-in.
Yeah.
So our job as coaches is to have that engaging environment where it's fun. People start playing football when you're younger to have fun. So that's one thing as my role as coach. I want my players to come to training to have fun. Of a Saturday when we go out to play, obviously we want to win and we'll do whatever we can to win, but our first objective always is to have fun and look after each other.
One thing that I don't understand what people do in our society is join a gym. Because I always joined a footy club, because you could go to a footy club, you could get exercise. Basically, all you do is have to pay your fees and might be a couple of $100 for the year. But you get to go to footy training, you get to go afterwards and have a beer in the change rooms after. Then you get to play on Saturday, and it's just a great part of the community.
Well, it's all part of the culture, and I guess as the head coach, Jacob, you must be working and pretty proud of the culture that you are building as well, because it's good for people not just who are playing, but just to come down, be a part of it, be a part of the club.
Yeah, no, our group at the moment, I think we have maybe two players on our list of over 60 that are over 30.
Yeah, wow.
So we've got such a young group. It's just about having that fun place to be, come and enjoy your time with your mates, learn and improve, and hopefully in the future we can look to build.
Brighton Footy Club have produced some of the best footballers ever. Currently, there's Jimmy Webster playing for the Saints,
yep.
But Jeremy Webberley, who's coaching the Clarence senior side in the TSL, George Burberry, who was drafted to Geelong, is now playing at Hutchins, unfortunately.
And Zach Webster. Sorry about that.
Zach Webster went number 48 in the rookie draft to Hawthorn as well. So there's some really tough, really tenacious footballers that have been a part of the Brighton Footy Club.
Yep, and that's one thing that we've been working hard on, is trying to get Brighton people back to Brighton. And there's four great names. I know Jimmy's still on St Kilda's list, but there's four great names that hopefully they will come back and buy into what we've got sooner or later.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, Jacob Howard, Eliza Howlett, thank you so much for joining us. Go and join the footy club. Go and join the Brighton Robins Football Club, guys. Build them up, because I tell you what, the culture there is going to take off.
Before we let them go,
yeah.
We're at Brighton's Best Bakehouse.
Yeah.
I want to know, Jacob and Eliza, what are your favourite things on the menu here at the Bakehouse?
Well, firstly, the Bakehouse support us as a footy club a lot with their pies and bread and that on game days for the barbecues. They look after us great. So Brighton really do have a great community feel. In terms of
your favourite thing?
favourite thing. Kiss biscuits are pretty good.
Oh, there you go.
Probably can't go past the meat pie.
Yeah,
meat pie.
Oh, absolutely. What about you, Liz?
Yeah, I'll probably go for a bit of sweet, bit of cream bun.
I don't know if they're talking about us or what's on the menu, you know. Cream buns and a kiss biscuit.
Funnily enough, they're all on my favourite list too.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us. All the best building the football club for 2021.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.